Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is Reverend Jack Denson coming to you from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro. I represent the Scottsboro Holiness Church, but we're not affiliated with most of the Holiness churches in this valley. And this is my first time to preach over there. I've always had my congregation before me. But if it be God's will, we're going to try to help everyone that will listen. I know there's a lot of people who try to come to church, and maybe they're not able to come in the bed. Some of them sick and not able. But I know they'd like to hear the true word of God. But first, I want to tell you about our singing of Friday night, the 26th of February. Everybody come and try to be with us. You'll enjoy it. We've remodeled our church, and it looks good. We're trying now to pay for it, and God's helping us wonderfully. So this morning, I want to try to tell you something concerning the Word of God. I want to use all that time I can for the Scriptures, because that's what I feel like is most necessary. Now, some people have a big long prayer before they ever start their message. But I do my praying day and night. I try to keep it up. And so I don't feel like it's you wanting to hear me spill out a prayer with big words, that you'd rather hear the Word of God. So that's what I'm going to try to do for you this morning, is to bring you the Word of God. And I realize if we can't go by the Word of God, why, we're in trouble. But there's one thing this morning that bothers me, but I know there's nothing I can do about it, only do what I'm doing now. And that's trying to tell people what the Word of God teaches us. Now, according to the Word of God, there's going to be somebody that's misled. There's going to be somebody that's going to be directed in the wrong direction. I want you to listen here as I begin to read. It says, "Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto the whited sepulchre, which indeed appears beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." So now then, I want us to think, when it says ye blind guides, who is it today that's blind? Who is it today that's not telling people the truth? The Bible teaches us that if the blind lead the blind, they are both falling to the ditch. Well, I believe that. And there's one thing for sure. I don't want nobody following me if I'm blind and don't know what I'm doing. I know the Scripture's got to be rightly divided. And I know one thing, that it takes a man with the Spirit of God and the wisdom from above to rightly divide the truth. Well, there are so many different kinds of religions today. I don't know how many. But somebody said there's over 6,000 different kinds. What has caused all of this? People being blind, leading people in their own direction, Now he spoke of scribes. Who are scribes? They are people that they used back there to do the writing for them. They wrote the laws. They didn't have no such a thing as a printing press and nothing like that to automatically turn out the laws. They had to depend on them. And the Pharisees, who were they? They were people that lived by the law, old law, and people that made their own laws, self-righteous people. Just as they wanted to live, that's the way they done. But you know, Jesus died and set up a new way that me and you might go by. So that's the way this morning that I want to bring to you and try to show you the way that Jesus set up. And this morning, these people that he's talking about, blind guides, what is a guide? That's a person, brethren, that's a guide in you because you don't know the way. You don't know how to get by, or you don't know what to think. You don't know what to believe. But these blind guides in the Bible, they spoke of false teachers and false prophets. Well, them's the people he's talking about. Anything, brethren, that's not true is false. So what I want to do this morning is to bring to you the true word of God. That's the reason I call this program the Divine Gospel Program. Because the gospel is not a gospel until it comes through the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. It must be the Spirit of God that directs every man that lets these words proceed out of his mouth to be the gospel. And that divine power has got to come from heaven. And you know, the man that is blind and can't see, there's a lot of people like to have a big name. They want praise. They want honor. They're out in this world, most of them, just to tell you the truth, for money. You quit giving them your money and you'll stop their preaching or whatever it might be. But a true child of God, a man that's been ordained, a man, brother, that God has really called, that man is not going to come after your money, though it does take money. These days to get by on, we know that. He said to lay up for the first of the week in the storehouse. But brother, a man that cares more about money than he does God is a man that's blind. He'll lead you. He'll talk to you just that will suit you. He don't care about your soul. He's not a father to you. A father, brother, will care about you. He'll go to bed at night and worry about you. He'll do that. But now let's see this morning if we can find out who these people are that's blind. There are people that don't care to tell you that you can go out here and leave your wife and marry another woman. Or you can take your little drink of liquor and go on. You can go out here and tell your little white lie and get by. Or you can go out here and do a little sin and get by. That's the people today that's a misleading you. So now then, you bear with me now, just for a little while and listen. I want to read you, starting with the third chapter of 1 John. You just get your Bible and follow me. 1 John, the third chapter. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knoweth him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for he shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Well, all right. If we purify ourselves, even as he is pure, how pure was he? He was so pure and so clean that he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Now listen, here's what he said. When he said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now he's coming back again, friends. He's coming back in like manner as he went away. Well, if we're going to be like him, we're going to have to be purified. We're going to have to be without sin. And we're going to have to be without God. He says, your sins and iniquity I'll remember no more. I will thank God this morning. But for a man that died on the cross and shed his blood and was persecuted for telling the truth. And I thank God today, if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't have been where I'm at. But because he told me the truth and I believed it, I'm here this morning trying to pass it on to you. I feel like this morning that I'm a man that's ordained from God. I feel like I'm a man, brother, and it's got the gift of the word that I may be able to pass it on to you, or I wouldn't be here. So then this morning, why can't me and you see? Why can't we understand? Why can't we get our eyes open? We can read the Bible just like the preacher can, or just like that blind guy can. We can read it just as good as they can. And if they're not telling you the truth, why are you following them? Why are you risking your soul when you know it's not going to work? At the end of this thing, it's going to be destruction. Listen here again. Whosoever committeth sin transgress also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Well, what is the law? The law is written in his word here, the New Testament, under this new covenant. And he didn't only write it there, but he also written in our hearts. He put it in our hearts. And he wrote it in our minds. And a man, brother, that's got them laws in his heart and in his mind, is a man that's got the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, the truth. And it will check you. It will guide you. And it will lead you. And it will bring all things to your remembrance. Oh, I know by numbers of time when I would begin to do something that God wouldn't plead with. You know what? There would be a feeling come down in my heart would want to stop me. I wouldn't have no desire to do that. I would be afraid. There would be a fear of that. And I'd stop. And you know, it wouldn't be but a few days till I could look back and I could see where. But I done the right thing. I was so proud of it. Oh, bless your heart today. That's what it's for. And you know, today a lot of people say you can't live free from sin. I know you can't. You absolutely told the truth. Brother, God bless your heart, you can't. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The Holy Ghost can live it for you. That's what it's for. So today, listen, God bless you. Friends, when you transgress the law of God, you've done gone. There ain't no more change for you, because he said there remains no more sacrifice. When you must come to the knowledge of the truth, oh, yes, sir, turn around and renew you again. Are you bringing to an open shame? Brother, I said over there, when the salt loses Savior, yes, where will it lose the Savior? When you can use salt one time, you can't use it no more. So that's the truth today. Oh, bless your heart. Don't get fooled. Friend, listen, I'm trying to tell you the truth this morning. They called to know this morning without a doubt in my mind. Everybody thinks because you have a bad thought or some kind of an evil thought in your mind, you sin. That is not true. You've got to transgress the laws of God. And if you transgress the law of God, you in the trouble. Yes, you are, because God ain't got no more use for you. No, he ain't. And I'm proud it's that way today. Soldiers and friends, read your word. Stand and listen for the truth. Because there's many people today, they ain't preaching for a thing in the world, but for the money. That's all they want. They want to get them a little crowd, and they'll teach to you, and they'll tell you, you got to pay a tenth. Well, that's all right. I believe God's going to get it some way. But brother, I'm going to tell you one thing. The preacher don't aim to get it all. No, sir. Brother, there's other people that's in need. It's the same as the preacher. And he said to work. That you might have to give to need them, brother. God bless you, they need it. So today, there's other people besides just a preacher. That's the truth. He's got it in his just like you have. He's got to work out his just like you have. Yes, he has. And brother, listen, he can make mistakes just like you do. And they do it. Brother, ain't don't make mistakes. But there's one thing about it. God give them a job one time. And as long as they don't transgress the law of God, and stand boundary of his word. And he won't take that job away from them as long as they'll teach you the truth and not blind and not lead you blind. No, sir. But now let's go on a little further here and see what it says. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. So listen, friends, if you're going to have to be like him when he comes back, you ain't going to have no sin about you. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth this morning. There's one thing I'd hate to do. I'd hate to tell my children to go ahead and sin, boys and girls. Yeah, it'll be all right. Just ask God for to give you once in a while. But bless your heart. You take a boy, maybe that's told a lie, that's done stole something, and go down the road and have a wreck, and he's killed and he's gone. Listen, friends. Listen, that boy's blood is going to be on my shoulder because I was the one that taught him that, and I ain't that kind of a man. I know better, because I know Jesus did no sin. No, he didn't. And there was no guile found in his mouth. And brother, I want to say today, you can live free from sin. I've been going 44 years and I haven't sinned yet. No, sir, if I had of, I wouldn't have the Holy Ghost today. No, the Holy Ghost will not dwell, brother, in a heart part of sin. No, it won't. No, brother, that's what the blood of Jesus was shed for. Oh, that old black heart is full of evil. It's full of fornication. It's full of lies. It's full of just most anything you want to think of. But listen, when God forgives you and you repent, brother, you're on the right road then. Yes, you are. Brother, after that old sin is gone, brother, listen, that blood, Jesus takes it and washes that heart out. You don't want no more stains of sin in there. No, I don't. And then, brother, it's ready for the Spirit of the living God. And if then you praise him and glorify him and give him honor as it belongs to him, I'll tell you what he'd do. He said, I'll send the Comforter. Oh, yes. Oh, bless your holy name today. He called it the Comforter. He called it the Holy Spirit. He called it the Holy Ghost. He called it He called it the truth. Whatever you want to call it. But it'll come in and it'll lead you and it'll guide you and it'll direct you in the ways of the truth. And not only that, but it'll bring all things to your remembrance. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? We got a God like that. Now this morning, friends, I'm proud of one thing. Oh, that I can feel God this morning. Yes, sir. I can feel him all over my bones this morning. Because of one thing, children. Oh, glory to God. Yes, he's coming back. And it ain't going to be long. All right, now let's read just a little bit more. Brother, what he said. Whosoever and abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither. days I've known him. Oh, listen, friends, how much plainer can he get? Don't you know that the Word of God don't contradict itself? No, it don't. When it's telling you over here you can't sin, brother, and you try to go to some other scripture in the Bible and say where you can sin. Brother, we are born in the sinful flesh. Yes, we are. But we have to be born again to the Spirit. And that man that's born to the Spirit, oh, brother, listen, he knows in his heart, brother, that he's Jesus there. And he don't want to sin. No. The Holy Ghost don't want no part of it. It ain't going to have no part of it. No, it ain't. I saw a little boy born last Saturday night with the Spirit of God. And I want to tell you one thing. When he got up out of the floor, out of that altar, brother, his face shone. It shone like a light. Oh, how bright he was. Why? Because Jesus had come in. That's right. It'll change your color. It'll change your look. It'll change your ways. It'll change your conversation. Yeah, it will. It'll change your action. It'll sure do it. And I'm proud it's that way this morning, ain't you? So now listen, let's go on just a little further and see what he said in here. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. How much plainer, friends, can it get? How much plainer can it get? Are we going to sit here in this old world and let people tell us, brother, that we can sin and go to heaven? Bless your heart today. God bless you. Brother, it's going to take a man, brother, of the spiritual understanding to rightly divide this thing. Yes, it is. The reason people are trying to tell you have to sin to go to heaven, they ain't got nothing, brother, to keep them from sinning. But I want to tell you today, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, God bless you, the Comforter, as he calls it, it'll keep you from sinning. You can't keep it from yourself. Oh, you can't, but God can. Brother, that's a good part about it. And I thank God it's that way now. And now let's listen to a little more of what he said. Whosoever does sin, transgress the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know, he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now don't you see that? Brother, let no man deceive you. Oh, that's the first thing he told his disciples one time when they come to show him the building. And they wanted him to see all them nice, big old precious stones up there. And brother, when they showed it to him, he looked at them. And I just imagine, I can just almost hear him now say, well, I know, boys. Yes, they're pretty. But let me tell you one thing. The times are coming when these stones is going to be crushed down one upon another. And there won't be one left there. Sharing us, sir. And brother, you know what happened? They had a mind of the world, but Jesus had the mind of Christ. There was two minds there that morning. But when old Jesus spoke, brother, I want to tell you, it changed their mind. They began to huddle off to one another, and they said, what about this? Yeah, as I tell you right now, brother, he scared me. The fear seemed like maybe it's come all over me. They began to go to him privately and say, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, I want you to tell me what's going to be the signs and the end of all this. Oh, brother, and you know Jesus told them what was going to be the sin. He told them what was going to be the end. And now listen, there's one thing about it. They went to him proudly, asking him, saying, oh, brother, listen. And here's what Jesus said. The first thing he said, take heed that no man deceive you. Friends, who is it that's going to deceive you? I want to ask you that question and leave it with you this morning. Who is it that's going to deceive you? It's going to be that man, brother, that ain't telling you the truth. It's going to be that man that ain't telling you what the Word of God said. That's the truth. Yes, it is. So, brother, that's why. That was the first thing he said. He didn't say that, boys, be careful who you follow. Don't be careful who you listen at. He didn't say that. He said, brother, the first word, take heed that no man deceive you. There's people today in this world deceiving people. They sure are. They deceive them. They sure are sitting here. And I can see it. And that's what grieves and hurts my soul today. But I'm going to tell you this morning, if you'll be honest and let God lead you and direct you, you read your Bible and see if I'm ever telling you the truth. I'm talking to you right now from the 24th chapter of Matthew, starting out there where his disciples, he changed their mind. And brother, let me tell you one thing. Man, it goes to God. He's going to have a mind of Christ. He's going to have to change his mind from this old world. Yes, sir. Brother, you can't think of and do and have pleasure in things of this world. And brother, and God have anything to do with you. You're going to have to die to the things of this world. And when you do, you'll come back to a new creature in Christ Jesus. You'll be born again. Oh, you sure will. You'll be born with a spirit and born with the water. And so today, I thank you for this program. I thank you now, listen, my time's about to run out, but I want to thank you for even being able to talk to you. And if God will help me, I'm going to try to continue on with you. And if you feel like you want to help me, you can just send me anything you want to, because I'm carrying this thing on by myself. And but when I go as far as I can, I'll have to quit. But I ain't got much money, but I'll do what I can, because I feel like I ain't got long to stay here no how. And all, there's going to be a write-up in the paper concerning me in the church down here. And you read that paper and you'll see what I'm working. God spared my life a year ago and give me a little longer to work for him. And I'm going to try to do it. So now then, if you will, come to see us. Be with us down here on 508 Apple Tree Street. We'll tell you the truth. That's what we'll do. And we're going to try to do that. So may God bless you this morning. And I hope and pray, brother, that I can hear from many of you out there. Because this is my first time, and I'm just trying it out. But I've done felt the Lord this morning. I sure have. I can see, brother, where them blind people is a-fixing to destroy them. Anyone out there, broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that goes to eternal life. So I want to keep you off that broad way. So may God bless you this morning now, and come to see us and be with us, and we will pray for you as we pray. Thank you, and God bless you.